Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the absolutely perfect day. It's the 18th annual Mexico Beach Cook-Off, and we talked to Kimberly Schoaf in the last segment, but we wanted to give you a couple of a little flavor of the iconic restaurants in Mexico Beach. It's a town of 1,200 with a mindset of a major city, and it's the small town people that have really made this special. And the first restaurant we ate at and the last restaurant we had before we came here today was Sharon's Cafe. She is the breakfast, lunch goddess of the Emerald Coast. Sharon, congratulations, and a great gumbo competitor, I might add.
Thank you very much. I'm just so happy to be here on this beautiful day.
Now, she may have to break away, because if the judging plates come by, that is important. This is a gumbo cook-off. She represents, there are two different divisions. There's the restaurant division, ferociously competitive, and then the amateur. You're in the restaurant because you own the iconic restaurant. But this is a great place. I mean, the staff, I've known Miss Millie for 5 years. You have been able to keep your core staff together like nothing I've ever seen.
Well, I try to be good to my people. I really do. And they are good back to me as well. So it works out. We're more like a family. You know, we're just very close.
And when you walk in, you get that family feel.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been coming down here enough where they recognize me, even though it might be 6-8 weeks before they see me again. They recognize me. It's always hugs. It's always the appreciation. It starts at the top. Tell us a little history about your cafe, because it's really, when it comes to Mexico Beach, first place people told me I had to stop was Sharon's.
Well, the man that originally built the building was something new for him. He didn't even know how to spell restaurant. And I stopped to ask him about a job. And he told me I could start working for him the next day. Well, I helped finish building the building and putting down the tile. And he had it for about 8 months. And he wasn't a very good businessman and didn't really enjoy what he was doing. And so I've had it ever since. But I was the first one, actually, that he hired to work there.
It's history, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's been about 30 years ago.
And you know what? It doesn't look like it's been more than five.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, this is a place where you can come and get great breakfast. But give them an idea of the kind of food, and it's all made fresh and hot right there.
Right. Our waffles are homemade batter. The chicken salad is homemade. The tuna salad is homemade. If you order pancakes, you get a smiley face. That's my logo, is the smiley face. And it just makes people happy, I think, to have their food smiling at them before they eat it. I don't know.
And when you say 6 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock. By golly, if you're standing there at 6 o'clock, door's open.
That's right.
And you close at 2.
Yes.
So it's breakfast and lunch, but it's you can get anything you want at any time. You're not limited.
Right. You can come in the morning and get a cheeseburger and French fries, or come in the afternoon and get a 3-egg omelet and grits and whatever breakfast item you might want.
Well, Sharon, you've done an amazing job for this community. Remember now, you don't bring your credit card. Read the sign on the door before you come in. Read the sign on the door before you come in. But you all have done so much for the community. And you and I have a lot in common. You don't even know it. I hate losing the gumbo cook-off, too. I whine about it all year long.
Oh,
you probably
no.
don't whine as much as I do, but I do. I whine. But it's a lot of fun.
That's what it's supposed to be, and that's why I'm here, just to have a good time.
So, my friends, if you're ever in Mexico Beach, we want you to come and visit. Don't stay. Don't stay. Just come and visit. Whether you visit or whether you stay, there's one meeting place that during the season, you better get there awful early and expect quite a wait. It's Sharon's Cafe. It is right on Highway 98. The food is outstanding. The service is impeccable. The warmth and the coziness, even though they're Seminole fans, we still, even Notre Dame fans can enjoy themselves. Even in Notre Dame. Sharon, thank you so much. Good
thank
luck in the
you.
Contest.
Same
I
you.
Hope you win. I hope I win. And if we don't, we'll commiserate over a great iced tea at Sharon's.
Okay, sounds great. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Sharon. Bye-bye. Welcome back, my friends. And we just finished talking to one iconic restaurateur here in beautiful Mexico Beach. That's Sharon's Cafe. They are one end of the spectrum. We're going to the really other end of the spectrum with the wonderful seafood dinners. But he also does other meals during the day. But when it comes to seafood, my wife the Beast absolutely says we've got to always do one night at the Fish House. We're here with the owner, Eric. Eric, congratulations for really rebuilding and really becoming a top-notch seafood restaurant on the Gulf Coast.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We do what we do for the community and for ourselves. This is such a great event, and I participated, I don't know how many times.
And you've won.
Yeah, two or three, whatever. I don't even keep track because it really doesn't matter. It's the same gumbo I serve my restaurant every day.
So it's award-winning gumbo.
Well, it is, but it's just a matter of fact, you know.
Well, and the great thing about your restaurant is that now you can do breakfast and lunch. And during the season, I would imagine. Is it a seasonal thing where there's it all year round now?
Oh, it's all year, yes.
Now, people got to realize that there's a lot of restaurants on the panhandle here. But if you are in Mexico Beach and you don't want to travel 45 minutes to an hour to go get decent seafood, you can go to Eric's. And I'm telling you, you make some great seafood. And you have all kinds. It's all local and fresh. I mean, it's really great.
The Fish House can compete with any restaurant in Panama City Beach at any time.
And about 20% less.
Yeah, well, I got to work on that, don't I?
Yeah, well, I'm just telling people, you know. But, no, it's a great, great place. And you have great staff. You pay attention to detail. And I know every time we've come in there, we tell them, listen, we know Eric. He's a friend of ours. Just put it on his tab. They have yet to do that. So they're well-trained.
They are very well trained, and I'm sorry. No, actually, I've got a great staff and a great great staff, great people, great local support. That is the whole thing with this community, and that's why I love to live here, because I've got a great restaurant, but also I've got a great community, and it's just awesome.
Yeah. Well, now give us an idea, a little bit about the gumbo. You obviously can't tell every secret, but you do seafood gumbo traditionally.
Yes, it's a seafood gumbo. It's got shrimp, oysters, scallops, fish, sausage, rice, okra, tomato.
Wow, you got the
whole nine yards. I mean, a great roux.
Which is the secret to everything.
Well, I can't give every secret up.
Yeah, but also, I remember the first year we competed, we did seafood, and I was lamenting the fact that it was so expensive if you try to buy it as a civilian. And you even volunteered. You said, listen, let me know what you need, and I'll get you wholesale. And even though we don't compete directly against each other, you didn't even know me, and you were kind enough to make that kind of offer. That talks about the character of what you do. And another reason why it's that same kind of character that you have in your restaurant.
Community. Our community is that same way. Everybody will give anything to anybody if they need it. You need a shoe, they'll give it to you.
But the seafood was amazing because you have tied in to, there's a lot of people that sell wholesale seafood on the Gulf, obviously. But you, the quality and the consistency that you get, I don't know how you do it.
Well, 16 years. Yeah. Bottom line, you know. I mean, it's know who you are and what you have and what to do with it, you know.
And you can, and the nice thing is you can get it fried, you can get it broiled, you can get it any way you want it. Some of the restaurants will flat tell you they won't fry it, and there's a lot of people that enjoy fried seafood.
And we do all kinds of things, from if you're allergic, we can take care of that. If you're gluten-free, we take care of that. Different needs of different people, and that's what you do.
And you have a big restaurant, but I got to tell you, man, when it's season and it's the weekend or even during the week, you got to expect to wait 30 to 45 minutes at least.
And, you know, it happens because we do have a waiting list when we're busy. We try to get everybody through quick. But obviously, you know, you want to take time, eat, and enjoy.
And you don't, and unlike some restaurants on the Gulf Coast, they will push you to get out and get those table turns. I've never felt that, not even once.
We batter everything and cook it fresh with nothing's frozen crap, you know,
yeah, that's okay. FCC doesn't mind that.
There's nothing that we we don't cook that's fresh, that we batter or do whatever, you know. So it takes a little longer sometimes, but
it's worth the wait.
People appreciate that.
It's called the Fish House. It's right on Highway 98, right there in Mexico Beach. It is the other end of the spectrum. If you want a great breakfast, if you want that, you just run down to Sharon's, or now you can even get breakfast.
Saturday,
if you just, that's right, if you want to go Saturday and Sunday and you don't want to go very far, check out the Fish House. But if you want a great seafood dinner, very good service, a great owner who, when he's not too busy, he'll actually come out and say hello.
Thank you. And you have a great day. And
you too.
Awesome gumbo.
It is. The Fish House. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating. It's all about celebrating a good life. It is Chef of the Fat Man live from the 18th Annual Mexico Beach Cook-Off. The judging is about to begin. We got to get out of here, baby.